I even told him earlier, I'm like, if there's a mechanical bull, you all are riding it.
You should get on the mechanical bull. You
no, should. They said we should. And I said, not enough money in our HSA account. There's not enough to cover what would happen if I get. And Tim's like, I'll go. I'm like, no, you won't. No, you won't.
Yeah, that's the last thing we need.
That's the last thing I need is to take care of him.
Yeah. What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Welcome, everybody, to Designer Cornbread, episode 146.
Oh, very good. Good job. She's so proud of herself, you guys. Welcome. We're here in the depths of summer. One of us has a caftan on, the other one does not, but...
I have on the caftan. Mm-hmm. And Holly has on a tank top. Mm-hmm.
It's Joni this time. You guys thought it was me, but it's not.
Oh, it is me this time.
Speaking of that, I don't know what made me think of this, but I'm sure all our millions of fans are wondering. I didn't post a video teaser last week, and I have a good reason. It's not just because I was lazy and it's summer and my brain doesn't work, although that is always a factor. But for some reason, our sound, last week I had a whole editing situation. I think I messed with one of the settings while we were... recording anyway, because I'm trying to get better sound. Our sound is kind of, anyway, technical stuff I'm working on. But when I went to the recording to edit it, it did something really weird to my recording track. It like made it lower. It like slowed it down. So my voice was just a little bit lower and lower. And I was like, that's not right. And anyway, so on the audio version, I mean, you guys, I'm learning as I go. I've had to learn GarageBand. Like I'm just pretty much an expert now. Not really. But anyway, so I know I'm like, okay, I just got to speed this up somehow to get my voice to sound a little more normal. So I did that. But then when I went to get the video clip, my voice was weird in that. And I couldn't, I'm like, I didn't have the brain power to even try to think about how to fix that. So I just gave up. That's how we are. It's too hard. We give up.
That's right. At this point in our lives, just let it go.
We do not care. Anyway.
I care. I am a proud member of the I Do Not Care Club.
We do not care club. Yes. But anyway, I did want to let people, I know, as I said, the tens of you who were wondering where that video, our video clip teaser was. I didn't forget about you, but I had some issues. So anyway, but how are you doing? What's going on in old Savannah Town?
Well, I'm wrapping up summer. Oh. And by the time this podcast drops, you can all think of me. I will be sitting in service. Oh. One of my college professor friends said, "What is this in service you speak of?" I just said, "I hate you." In service is where we all get together and we have meeting after meeting after meeting.
Yes.
And after meeting.
and then you have a meeting about the meeting.
Meeting about the meeting. And
oh, gosh.
Yes, yes, yes. I am ready to get back to school. I'm ready to, you know, to see the kids and get it all going. But y'all, meetings, I just, wow.
So there's only so much you can talk about.
Well, I'm not very good at sitting still.
Okay.
I'm not good. And to just sit there and I'm like, okay, send me an email. Now scan it. And I got it. And we're good.
Right.
But, you know, anyway.
Yeah. A lot of it could be an email probably. But they want to see your happy faces. They want to make sure that you're all ready to go. You got your new crayons and your markers.
Don't have any crayons. I teach high school.
Well, I know, but don't you get some supplies? Do you get any new?
I get new pens. I get a teacher planner. I do like my teacher planner that I get every year. And that's fun to start afresh. But
that is fun. I was going to say, you got to have some kind of fun supplies. So yeah. All right, sounds good. I can't believe you're going back, but it is time. I've been thinking about people going back here. And I mean, I feel I'm still in the midst of summer in my head, but I do realize I got to thinking, I'm like, man, I'm sure people are back to school, school supply shopping. And I'm sure that's all going on everywhere. And mamas and daddies are getting people maybe a little bit back in their brains. I don't know.
Well, the preschool has started. We have like a couple of preschools that they stay with the school schedule because so many teachers, their children go there and all that.
Oh, okay.
So, but there were, you know, several from our church yesterday who were going to Love and Learn to preschool, and their first day was today.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, so yeah, they started today.
Wow. Man, time flies. And yeah, and if you've got kids getting ready to go away to college and stuff like that, I'm sure everyone's in the midst of oh my goodness. I just think back, y'all, such fun times, but like, I'm so glad I don't have to think about any of that anymore. It's so fun. And when I think about parents doing that and getting your kids ready to go and just all that goes into that, and you know, it's fun. It's such a special time. It can be stressful too. So we hope you parents are making it out there. I mean, you know, you got to just kind of go with the flow a little bit. Don't overbuy guys. They don't need a lot of it.
Well, I think you posted and I reposted, or maybe I posted and you reposted. I can't remember, but okay. Something about buying, you know, buying for a boy's dorm room.
Oh, yeah. What do you need, Jody?
Buy for a boy's dorm room.
Uh-huh.
Flag, you're done.
Hang a flag on the wall, you're done. Yeah. You're done.
So easy. Yeah.
Enjoy.
They don't want the matching bedspreads. They don't want the rugs, they don't need picture frames. They don't want, they're just, yeah.
Now, I will say I will give a little shout out. I mean, they do appreciate a little bit of your motherly thoughtfulness. Like I know for Thatcher, like, again, it was the same thing. I thought, oh, we're going to, and I was chill about it, Ron, honestly, like I didn't plan any decor, none of that for him. Avery and I, of course, did a little bit more, but not as much as a lot of girls do. But we definitely, you know, got her new bedding and a couple pillows and all that. So, but I thought, oh well, you know, I'll make time before Thatch, you know, goes to Belmont and whatever, and we're like, well, we'll pick a day and we'll go together and we'll just knock it all out. We'll get him new sheets, you know, we'll just knock it out and I'll just let him pick it. It wasn't like I had a big scheme in mind, but I thought, oh, we'll kind of do that together. Nope. I remember at some point going, hey, you know, when do you want to go do, you know, your school shopping and your stuff for your dorm? And then he's like, well, I don't really, you know, he just didn't care. I said, well, and I was getting like it's time to do it. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to wait till the last minute. Right. So he's like, I'm like, well, then do you want me to just do it? I mean, I'm like, I'm fine because I just want it off my list and out of my head, and I want stuff, you know, kind of organized. And he's like, yeah, if you want. He's like, I don't really care. I was like, you don't care to pick out any? He's like, no, not really. I'm like, okay. There you go. So that was fun. But you do, well, what I was saying though is that he did appreciate for sure, like, you know, sheets, and here's this blanket, here's the throw pillow. You know, the one pillow that I got made fun of for one little pillow. I mean, I'm like, I didn't do the whole bed. No, but I'm like, here's one little one. You know, same thing with Avery. I was like, this one little, mom, I don't need that extra. I'm like, you will. And sure enough, later she's like, oh, I really do use that little pillow. I'm like, I know. Like a little rug, like, you know, just some of the little mild extras. They, you know, here's your little coffee maker. Here's your little thing. He's like, oh yeah, I do like that. I'm like, okay. Just but anyway, but I'm glad I don't have to do that. In fact, well, except that, well, we were thinking no one was going to be moving or doing anything this year, but Thatcher's moved, but he's doing that all on his own. Thatcher, so. Thatcher, darn it, moving. But I didn't have to do anything and probably really won't. Again, it's totally different when they're grown human beings. So, yeah, Yeah. So, well, we had a weekend. We went to Nashville this last weekend. And I sent Joni pictures, and then I realized it was really late at night, probably when I sent that. So I apologize.
I don't think I saw it till the next morning.
Okay, good. I was like, oh.
Kind of asleep and going, what?
I know. I'm sorry. I was like, oh, that's not dinging. We had a fun weekend, Tim and I and the dog, and then Thatcher drove separate and went to Nashville. And let me tell you what, you guys, we were on Broadway on Friday night in Nashville. I don't know what to say. So this was Tim's idea. Legit, this was Tim's idea. We were getting ready to go earlier in the week, you know, we were talking about it. And he's like, you know what I really want to do? I want to go down to Broadway, which we've been down like once or twice. Like, again, when you visit there a lot or people that live there, they don't really, you know, you take your out-of-town friends there, you kind of whatever, but it's not a place that, whatever, it's a lot. But, it, you know, it's fun and all that. And it's not really like 100% our scene. So we've been down during the day at times and stuff like that and seen it. All the honky-tonks and all the signs and everything, all the craziness. But anyway, Tim's like, yeah, I want to go down on Broadway. I want to go on Friday night. And I looked at him, I went, who have I married? What is
going on here?
Yeah. What is, okay. I was like, why, you know? Anyway, one of his friends at work, one of his coworkers, good friend, had told him about two or three places that he needed to go down. And he's younger than us, but older, like, you know, not a young kid. And he's like, there's a couple places really great. They had really great music. And that's what Tim wanted. He's like, I want to hear some good live music, which I'm like, yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. I can support that. So he told him about a couple places and I was flipped, but I was like, why we got in Thursday. We drove in Thursday and we had all day Friday, and then we had something to be at on Saturday, and then we were leaving Sunday. So I was like, well, can we go Thursday? Because I thought, you know, like, do we have to go Friday night to, you know? And I don't remember what happened either. I think Thatcher was not going to be there yet. He came in later. So he wasn't going to be there. And then, so we were like, oh, well, then, you know, we'll wait and do that with you. And then some of his friends, Luke and Willow and a bunch of her friends, they were all going to go down Friday night. So we were like, okay, well, we'll just go and we'll, you know, meet up with you guys or whatever. Of course, they're not going to get down there till 9 o'clock, Joni.
Right. Yeah.
As the youth do.
Yes. I remember that. I mean, in college, we wouldn't even get ready to go out until like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay. You know, okay. Okay. And anyway, so We had a wonderful night. We had some interesting experiences, interesting people watching. But we did start at, so we kind of started at one end, which was where the places that we wanted to go. And one of the spots was called Legends. It's a bar, just a bar, honky-tonk kind of place. And it was great. It was a great experience. I mean, we got in there, it was probably close to 8 when we got in there, 7 or 8, I think it was probably 8 o'clock. And we got in there and it was, you know, full and busy, but it wasn't like packed out anyway. We walk in and, the band playing at the front, this group up the front, were playing Dixieland Delight by Alabama. And I'm like, okay. We're going to be okay. I mean, they sounded great. So we hung out there and they played. They were so good. I'm like, Joni, how are these people not?
Right. Yes.
But I mean, the competition, I mean, everywhere is full of these amazing musicians.
Musicians, yeah.
Yeah, they're so good. And their voices were so good. And there was, you know, guitar and all that. But there was a fiddle. I mean, it was old school. It was like they played, if you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band. They did that. Then they went into like Trisha Yearwood. She's in love with the boy. I mean, this is right up our alley. We're very excited. A little Dixie Chicks, a little Wide Open Spaces, Amarillo by Morning. That's a deep cut. And then, you know, Brought Down the Room when they played which I was waiting. I'm like, please play something Garth. Just please, just from my little heart. And they played Colin Baton Rouge, which just like brought the house down. I mean, and so I'm singing everything. Thatcher's like, you know, he's like, I'm like, I know these songs. He's like, you really do. He's like, what in the world?
Welcome to the 90s, Thatcher.
I was like, it was totally a couple of new things, but there was one little Chris Stapleton song that I knew, and then they ended on a Devil Went Down to Georgia. So, I mean, it was a great experience. It was a lot of fun, you know, fun people getting into it. So that was great. And then we tried to head to another spot next door that was supposed to be good, Robert's Western Wear, but anything. But it was tiny and like packed. Joni, you would have had a complete heart attack.
Did you go to Tootsie's?
We were right by Tootsie's. We didn't go into Tootsie's, but that's right where we were. Yeah. Is that a good one?
Well, it's like that packed place too.
Packed. Yeah. So I was like literally, I think on just the other side of Tootsie's because we looked at that one and then we were like, should we go in there? But anyway, so we went in the Robert and it's packed. And you're just sliding by people and you're squeezing upstairs and you're doing all the things. And that was all fine because it was.
So if you've never been down to Broadway, a lot of these little places, y'all, they are upstairs and it is up a narrow staircase. Mm-hmm. Narrow. I mean, to a point that, and I'm not a worrier, but you look around and you go and they are packed.
Oh my gosh. Shoulder to shoulder, like touching people.
And you realize, you know, if there was a fire,
oh my gosh,
it would be a very bad situation.
Well, listen, that's what, so at this Roberts, the downstairs is packed. There's a little upstairs, this was a little spot. And so now we're a whole group of like nine of us. And so we're trying to get up there. We're like, let's go see if there's a spot to stand up. Cause we also hit it. We've learned. Are you looking at a ghost? What are you looking at? You're scaring me.
I'm looking at something.
It's okay. She's looking around like something's about to get her. Anyway, and we hit the Legends, and then we stayed there till that group got done with their set, which was right about at 10 probably. So we realized that a lot of the groups switch out at 10. So you kind of have a little break. So we hit Roberts and it was like, there was nobody playing. The new group was starting to get ready. So we didn't even get to hear anything there. So we were kind of, that was a little bit of a wah, wah, wah. But we went upstairs. So we're like, is there a room upstairs? So we go upstairs and I did the same thing. Cause I'm looking up, it's just this little loft, this is a tiny place, not one of those big ones, and we go up the stairs and I'm sitting here too, because the floor is packed, everything's packed. And I'm like, there's a fire, but I looked and there was an exit door right behind us and people were going in and out of it, like work people. And it was right behind the Ryman. I'm like, okay, I can get out that door right there. We're good to go. But I was like, I am not going up in that death trap balcony. No, but we were good. But we didn't stay there too long. Cause again, the group wasn't playing and people were hot. So then we left there. And all I'm going to tell you guys is that somehow we ended up, at about 11 o'clock at Kid Rock. Now I know, Joni, I know all these people think that I am just cool. I'm just the coolest of the cool. You know, I know that's my reputation. Kid Rock. It is the giant four-story building, rooftop full of people, main floor full of people. We get in there. Thankfully, there's no cover in any of these places, because if there was cover, then I'd be cover charged. It'd be like, no, you just go, you know, that would be crazy. But anyway, they were switching bands too, so like it took a little bit. But all the kids were like, so Thatcher and Willow and Luke and all their friends, they're like, we're going up to the roof. And we start to make our way back there. But then I'm looking, I'm like, how do we get up to the roof? And they're like, it's that little elevator over there. And there's this line. I'm like, no, no. I'm like, no. I just felt, I was like, if there were stairs, and they're like, well, there's stairs up there by the band. You can kind of get. And I was just like, yeah, I'm like, Tim and I are good. We're good. We're going to stay down here. We're fine. You all go do what you want. We'll figure out. We'll hook up or whatever. So Tim and I find a little table to the side, which was great. Two little stools, great. You know, you're kind of at a big table with people. And so we squeeze in there, and I'm like, okay, this is fine. We'll play. Well, as soon as I sit down, the lady across the table from me, Joni, leans over, looks at me, and she bangs on the table. If you're going to sit here, you got to dance on the bar.
Did you
I was
dance?
Like, she's like, yep. She's like, that's the rules. If you're going to sit here, you got to dance on the table. And I was like, I looked at her. I said, well, maybe later. I was like, maybe later I will.
My gosh.
Maybe
you know
I will.
How badly I wish that you had danced on that bar and Tim would have sent me video.
No, it wasn't going to happen because well, there's many reasons. But, you know, what we realized was, of course, as the later as the night gets and the more deep into Broadway that you get and the higher up into big, this was not the crowd that was at the Legends earlier in the evening. Maybe it was some. But we're at our table, and over here to the right is we assume a bride. Of course, we had seen, before we even got out onto Broadway, we had seen 11 or 12 bridesmaids, bachelorette.
It is the bachelorette
capital. Like where we had a little bite to eat before, right next to there, we saw 10 groups in there. Anyway, so, but there was what we think was what must have been a bride. She had a white dress, but she had light up devil horns on, and she was getting down with her bad self right next to us. She was really dancing it up when the band started.
People watching on Broadway is outstanding.
Listen, it really is. But then you kind of get to the point where I was like, there are, you know, Ron walked in behind you. Don't let him scare you.
I heard him.
Okay. I'm like, don't let him scare you. We kind of got to the point, what's he want?
He's bringing me one of your leftovers here.
Oh, she's having a margarita popsicle right in front of me, you guys.
I dream. I just took a bite of it.
It's rude. I want a margarita popsicle. Anyway, you get to the point where you're seeing all these people and you're like, man, there's way too many drunk people in this room right now. Like, there's too many. Like, this is too many.
Like anything could happen.
Like, well, and here's the thing. At the end of our table, there's these dudes, these two dudes that I don't know. One was kind of older and one was definitely like younger. And they were buddies. They knew each other. They were there together. You know, there was a third guy too, and they were buddies. And they were, but the one, the younger one was clearly like he was loaded. Like, and I mean, like on something, like not just drunk. I'm like he was not there. There was nobody home.
Lights are on, but
the lights were on, but there was nobody home. So I was like, I already kind of look, you know, you can just, and I mean, again, it's 11, it's 10:45. Anyway, whatever. And he and his friend, they're all drunk, whatever. But, and he's just hanging on his friend, just hugging and hanging on him and pretend fight. He has like some kind of MMA. I didn't know, but Tim later was like, yeah, he had some MMA like shirt on or something. And I'm like, well, I don't know, whatever. But they kind of just, it was like whatever. It was just drunk people stuff, but they were kind of wrestling a little. And then he'd pretend kick him and all this. And I'm just kind of watching them. Cause again, I'm like, anything can happen. I don't know. And then I look over and they're kind of wrestling and the older guy has him kind of in a headlock and the younger guy is trying to, and I just see the younger guy's face and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, he's not playing. I'm like this, like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Like he looked mad. He looked like he was literally about to go down. And I'm like, so I look at Tim because that's all you need is a fight to break out in the middle of this chaos. Like I'm sure there was secure. I'm sure it got a hand, but I'm like, anyways, so I immediately nudged him. And he's watching the whole thing too. He's kind of in front of me. But I kind of lean over. I'm like, I think we need to be out. I'm like, I don't. So we sat another few minutes, but anyway, that it didn't, nothing broke out, but it was like right on that edge. And I'm like, oh, and they were friends, but you know how when you're, you just never know. So anyway, the guy kind of went away and then he kind of came back and then it was more just like hugging and wrestling and all this. And then the band started and it was like, everyone was losing their minds. And then Holly and Tim decided, hey, we are going to go on and go home now. We're good.
When people get out of control,
I don't like it.
That I'm like, okay, I'm enough of this.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what they'll really do. They don't know what they'll do.
They don't.
They're not, you know.
You don't. So. You don't. And that's the point of, you know, why it's, you know. So, I mean, it was really, it was a great night. We had a good, I loved those places we went. I mean, they shut down the whole Broadway street. So there's just people all in the street, you know. We will definitely go back. Like, we thought next time when we want to go, we'll go and we'll hit Roberts first and get a little seat. Cause there's hardly any seating in there. So it's like hit there like 7:30 first and listen to that and then go to Legends. And then, you know, that'd be enough for a night. But so it was really fun and we had a great time with the kids and being with them was so fun. So, but we texted Thatch and we had driven and, but he had friends that could take him, whatever. And so we were like, hey, we're going to go. He's like, okay. So he came down and got a key to the hotel and we took off. But I'm sad because, and you will understand and you will be sad with me after, and they didn't stay there much longer. They said the roof was not quite as bad as down there, but, they didn't stay there much longer. And they went on down to another place where there was a mechanical bull.
Oh.
And all four of the dudes that were there, their friend, they all had a competition and they rode that mechanical bull. And I wanted to see that so bad. I even told them earlier, I'm like, if there's a mechanical bull, you all are riding it.
You should get on the mechanical bull.
No, they said we should. And I said, not enough money in our HSA account. There's not enough to cover what would happen if I got. And Tim's like, I'll go. I'm like, no, you won't. No, you won't.
Yeah, that's the last thing we need.
That's the last thing I need is to take care of him. Yeah. I'd rather be the one hurt so I can get all the care.
Right.
Anyway, we had joked about that earlier in the night because I'm like, oh, yeah, definitely. I'm like, if we're at a place that I would love to see that happen. But so they went to one and I didn't get to see it. And they had a little competition. There's the boys, they were like, they were like, let's see who can stay on it the longest, you know, between us. And they're like, you have to do the real one hand, you know, and if you put your hand down the time, you know, anyway. So the first guy is we just met him. He was one of Willow's good friend's husband named Garrett. And, he told them right before he got on, he's from Colorado. And he's like, I've actually ridden a bull before. And they're like, oh, dang it. Dang it. So they tell the guy, they're like the bull guy. They're like, hey, we're doing this. Just do us all at the same hardness or whatever, you know, level. So because we're doing this little competition. So he's like, okay, so you just want like the top level, the hardest level. And they were like, yeah, sure. I'm like, what in that sounded right? Anyway, Garrett gets on, he goes 12 seconds. So he got his 8 seconds plus. Yeah. I know. I was like, that's impressive. Anyway, Thatcher gets on, and he decides to wrap his hand in the rope.
Oh no.
Yeah. That's exactly what Avery said when we told him. We're like, oh no. Oh no. But he thought that would be a good idea.
Okay.
So instead of just underhand holding it, he's wrapped his hand in this rope. Anyway, he made 8 seconds, but only counted as 6 because he put his other hand down because his hand was about to get ripped off. So he got 6 or whatever. I think the next guy, Adan got maybe, I think he got 7 or 9, 7. I think he got 7 and then poor Luke got 2. So that's
your,
but Luke got 2. We said, did he even get on? And they all did the wrap. Luke did the wrap the hands. So their hands were swollen the next day. They had these mechanical bull injuries. So I was sorry to miss that. Sorry. So I'm hoping there's video. Thatcher said maybe someone has a video. I'm like, surely I should have asked Willow because I'm sure. But anyway, so that was our adventure. We went home and we went to bed at the hotel. So, and then the next day, that was Friday. Then the next day we had kind of the reason we went was I had a baby shower for one of Thatcher's good friends, his wife. And then the guys went to beers and diapers at Josh's house and had a diaper and beer event, which I don't, anyway, so.
That's a diaper and beer event.
Yep.
Actually, yep. Very smart.
It's very smart because you're going to need a lot of diapers. I won the trivia game at the shower, which, of course, I didn't know anybody there except Abby. So I'm like, but I made some, made a little friend and talked to someone, but then we had a little trivia and I won the trivia prize.
What did you win?
I won a little gift bag that had like bath bombs in it and like lotion and like foot scrubber things. And a little spa treatment. And one of the questions was about approximately how many diapers will a baby go through in the first year? And the answer is 2,000 plus. So, like, good thing they got some diapers up in there. So, we had a great time. But now we just got home yesterday. I got all unpacked. Back to reality. So, I think my traveling's done.
You're done for a little bit?
I think so. Thatcher was really happy. He's like, okay, now I'm kind of done driving.
Yes. It's nice, and that's when I said I'm ready to go back to school. What I'm ready is just ready for that schedule. I'm ready to, all right, it's time to get back on the health track. It's time to get back on the, just the life track. Now, talk to me in a month and I'll be like, where is fall break? Why is it not Labor Day? Yeah.
When's my day off? I know that's the way it is though. That's the way it is.
Yeah, so.
That's all right.
It's good. It's a good deal. Mm-hmm. That is the good thing about teaching is that when you need a day off, one's coming.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you are wealthy in time.
Yeah, there you go. And that's kind of one of the most important things, to be honest. So you can do a lot with your time. So that is pretty great. How is your face? Do we have a face update? Are you good?
I should take a picture now. Yes, I really have been very pleasantly surprised with everything. I can really tell around my eyes, around my neck.
Okay. That's what you said before. Okay.
Even my face, and it's not anything that I can go, whoa, that's gone. I mean, but it's like, do I look younger? It's just one of those things that, anytime you have a change, you look at yourself every day, right? So you can't really tell.
And it's hard to tell.
Even losing weight, you're so used to this day after day after day. And
right.
Then you run into somebody that hasn't seen you in a month and they go, have you lost some weight? It's just one of those.
So. That's true. The gradual thing, you don't always see the difference. So absolutely.
So we'll see. I go back for a 2-month checkup sometime in August and they look and I think they'll take a picture or something that I don't.
Okay.
I don't
know. Okay. They won't do any more treatment. They just are just checking on it.
At that 2-month, I don't know if she will look because she did say when we were doing it, she said sometimes we have to go back and, touch up around the eyebrow or touch up around here or there. So I don't know if there will be any kind of anything like that or what. So. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's that.
So. But that's awesome.
Old skin cancers have kind of cleared up. And so anyway.
That's great. That in and of itself, the reason you did it is really.
When I sat down and of course the dermatologist was talking about doing all the chemical peels and you've got to have like, I can't remember 4 or 5 a year and insurance doesn't cover it and this and that. And so when I sat there and I added all that up and the time and all this Neogen is actually cheaper. I mean, it's a lot at first.
Right. It's a lot at one time, but overall.
Where your chemical peels, they add up, but it's, a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here. And so, but the chemical peels don't go in and stimulate the collagen and all that. So I feel real good about it.
Okay. Good. Well, I think you look fresh as a daisy.
I am feeling fresh.
She's feeling spicy. Well, what else have you been doing? Have you been watching anything good or anything? What else do you want to tell us about?
I do have a story for you.
Oh, I love
it. And I'm going to give you a little parental warning here. I'm going to say a bad word.
Okay.
And I wouldn't, except it kind of makes the story.
Okay. We understand you're having poetic license here to say a bad word.
I'm going to say a bad word just to put that out there. So you got time to, you know, secure your little ears here. You know, we've talked about how we've sent to camp and they've been counselors at North Carolina. And John Garrett's girlfriend is a counselor up at Crest Ridge right now. And one of the things that she has said is that she has seen a lot more bears this year. Of course, they had a Hurricane Helene come through there. Bears have been displaced. There's been a lot of activity through there.
Okay.
And so Ashlyn said they're even a little more aggressive, where they're kind of coming closer to us. They are, she said that they've not tried to attack us or anything. She said, but, you know, usually if they see you, they go the other way. Mm. She said they've been kind of walking toward us and we walk away. You know, it's kind of a little reverse situation there. So we knew this. Anyway, one of John Garrett's friends over, and thankfully this is in between terms. And so Luke, do you remember they call him Moose? Do you remember?
I think so. Yep.
So he's not, I don't want to say he's a little guy, but he's, you know, he's not a big brute. You know, he's just normal kid, normal college age kid. And he is asleep in his cabin with his co. His co's in, you know, in his bed. They're both asleep. They get to sleep in, morning off, whatever. Yeah. And something wakes Luke up and he kind of lays there with his eyes closed. And then he keeps hearing something and he opens his eyes. And 5 feet from him inside the cabin is a ginormous bear.
Are you kidding me?
And Luke said,
Oh my gosh,
this is not a female bear. This is a big daddy black bear.
Oh my gosh. It's
in my cabin 5 feet from. So
Luke said, I'd be saying some words.
Luke didn't say anything.
Okay.
Luke says, I'm terrified. He said, I look at the door and I think I don't have a chance.
Right. You're like, what do I do?
Yeah. And so he's laying very still. Of course, with, you know, he said he's laying very still. He's not moving, very quiet in his covers, keeping an eye on this bear. He is afraid to move, period. He is afraid to make a sound. And then he hears his co stir.
Oh, gosh.
And he hears his co go, ah, what? Holy shit! screams it. So, y'all, of course, this is Christian sports camera.
I know, but
when somebody then screams that out,
something is wrong,
you know.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
So it does scare the bear.
Oh gosh.
He turns, he growls.
Oh gosh.
The guy freezes, and then the bear tries to run out of the cabin, but he falls over something. I don't know what he falls. Hurts his paw.
Oh no.
He does limp on out of the cabin.
That is horrible, Joni.
It just made me laugh. Luke trying to be so still and so quiet and immediately.
Yes.
Which I am pretty sure I would have said the same thing.
I was going to say, that's like you and me in a cabin. Like, yes. I would have been all, and you would have been like, oh. Oh, can you imagine what would we have done? That's actually, thank goodness they're okay, because that's very scary. That is,
yeah.
Wow, up in the cabin.
And you know, John Garrett, the kids have told, you know, that they'll
be on a porch.
On a porch or something.
I've never heard of one in a cabin.
Never come in the cabin.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, because Joni, the first year, I want to say it was the first or second year, and Joni would send treats because they could get care packages, you know, back in the day. And I think they got them just the day of, and then they had to get rid. I don't know. All I know is she sent these Bible bars, which I don't know what those are, but JB always said they were mom's Bible bars.
And I remember that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And now why they left them on the porch, I feel like the counselors should have, you know, I don't know. But apparently your Bible bars attracted a bear up under their porch one of their first years at camp and ate your Bible bars.
Yes. Yeah.
So, my gosh, that's absolutely terrifying. Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah, I don't know what I would have done because I would go between being still, but then also I know that you're in the wild, you know, you want to be kind of sort of can scare them, but trapped in a cabin like that.
In a cabin. That's when it's 5 feet from you.
Right. I mean, there's nowhere for it to go quickly. Like you want it to go.
Luke said, had I reached out my arm, I could have petted it.
Oh my Lord.
Anyway. Yeah. 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 So now Ron brought up a gruesome point and I'll bring it up, but he said, when Ashley was talking about they're more aggressive now, Ron said, they've also now tasted human flesh. And that's gruesome, but you had all these bodies washed away.
Oh, yeah, maybe so.
And so that adds a little bit of scariness to
it. Right, because now maybe humans are not just mean food, but are food. Like a lot of times, because they understand people, there'll be food around people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So
I haven't said that to Ashlyn.
No.
Wait until she gets home.
Well, I wonder what they're going to do up there. I'm sure they're going to have to like better secure the doors and kind of deal with that if that continues.
You know, and I don't know. We've had bears down here this summer, and so
yeah, that's what you were saying
to me. I mean, that we've not had them before because, I mean, really, we're probably except that it's hot. You know, but I mean, we've got all the vegetation, we've got the river and the fish and I just would think it would be a good thing. And I don't know if they have come here from East Tennessee or if, you know, some of the wildlife, if people have let them.
I think they're just migrating because again, like we've had some, last year we right into St. Louis, into the heart of suburbia, into the heart of St. Louis, they're just spreading. The population is probably growing in Missouri where there used to be, you know, some, but now there's definitely more. So I don't know. And I mean, you know, they're neat. They're neat animals and very cool, but we got to kind of figure that out. I would have absolutely freaked out. Oh my gosh. Whew. Like I would have probably thrown some food or I don't know. No, I would have been totally still and like hidden under the covers and just been like ready to jump if he tried to jump at me just to like scare him. But okay. Well, that's a great. Thanks for that story time, Joni.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
And again, it's funny because nothing happens, but you know.
Yeah, for sure. And can you imagine being at camp and hearing someone yell that word? Because it would be very shocking.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I think people would have come running.
Yeah, people, well, they did. They did.
And then they see this bear come out the cabin.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they got to get it out of camp.
Yes.
Like they got to make sure it keeps going.
It keeps going.
Oh my goodness sakes. I'm going to stay in my air conditioned house.
It made me laugh.
That is funny.
I could just see Luke, you know, just scared to death. Anyway, that's my story of the week right
Thank you. I really appreciate it. That's a good summertime little camp story. I definitely appreciate it. So, yeah. Well, that's all that's happening here. I mean, I've got stuff to do in the booth this week. I'm going to get in there and rearrange everything and kind of give it a little rejuvenation. And I felt like I was going to tell you something else, and now I don't remember what it was.
You said you had something you wanted to talk about this week.
Did I?
You did.
Oh, no. Oh, I can't remember.
Well, I will next week surely have some stories. Back to, you know, being near people.
When you get back into the world with the people.
Well, people, surely something will happen. Wes will do something.
Wes will do something foolish and you'll have to tell all about it. It'll be great. No, I don't remember what I sort of vaguely now remember.
So, you know how I sometimes think that when you grow up, you know, in a Christian home and you grow up going to Sunday school, and you grow up and you hear all these stories that sometimes they don't stand out to you as much as maybe like first time hearing it as an adult. And so I'm doing this read through the Bible a year thing. Actually, I'm just reading through the New Testament in a year. And right now I'm in Luke, and it was on, and this morning I was reading about Zacchaeus, you know, and you've got the whole, you know, Zacchaeus was,
a wee little man was he,
right? You know, yeah. So I don't know that I've ever given much thought to Zacchaeus or the story around Zacchaeus, or even just pondered, you know, really in it. But I started, as I read it today, and I started thinking about, you know, here's Zacchaeus. He runs, he's in the tree, he's looking down, he wants to just get a glimpse of Jesus. But here he is, the tax collector, right? He is he's the one that's been oppressing the Jewish people. He's been hurting them, you know, and here comes Jesus. And I thought about, and Jesus says, hey, come to your house to dinner tonight. Come down from there. Come to your house. And I thought, from the perspective of the Jews, and even for me, if there was somebody in town who just had wronged me, you know, and had really not given much thought to Jesus, and here I am, and I've been a faithful follower, and I have, you know, I'm excited that he's there, and he is my Adonai. And all of a sudden, he comes up to the person who's been oppressing me, who's been hurting me, and he chooses them over me. And I thought, and I just had to have a moment of repentance, really, over all that. Anyway, and I just thought, but it was funny. I mean, there's a lot of deeper things that I thought and places that it led me, but I just thought, how interesting that here I am, 55 years old, and I'm reading this, you know, one little paragraph in Luke of a story that I've heard my entire life, that I've sang all about, you know, little Zacchaeus in the tree, and, you know that, yeah, okay, he's going to the sinner instead of the saint, you know, you know that, but to really go in and go, yeah, he chose him over this part, you know, just the depth of it.
Right. He didn't choose. He didn't choose to honor the honorable. He chose to go to the need, you know, to
the need,
you know,
but, you know, and that's your story and that's what you're seeing. But I'd looked at it from the perspective of the honorable.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and
what did they think about that? Yeah, that's a really interesting.
So much that, oh, he's eating with the sinner. And I think that's where I've always gone is, you know, he's eating with the sinner, whatever. But I've never looked at it as he chose him over me. He chose her over me. I just thought, isn't it funny how, you know, and the Bible talks about that the word of God is living and active.
That's what I was thinking.
And, you know, that it just continues. And I've even, you know, written things out to the margin of my Bible and gone, how did I get that? You know, years later.
Right. You're like, what was I going through that I thought that?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that was just that's the deepest thought I've had this week.
That's good. That's like little Sunday school with Joni. We need a felt board with the little felt characters and, you know.
Please, Zacchaeus.
Little wee. That's all we know is he was tiny. Poor guy.
The wee little man.
He was a wee little man, was he. Climbed up high on the sycamore tree. That's all we know.
See what he could see.
Yeah. To see what he could see. That is funny how, no, I've definitely had that happen, you know, because like you said, when you grow up with it, I think it'd be so interesting as an adult to be exposed to the Bible for the first time. And those, we even think of how we think about it. We think about it, we call them Bible stories.
Yes. Yeah.
But it is a story, but they're true. You know, they're.
And I don't want to say that I skip over it.
No, but we do. We kind of do. It,
but I.
We think we know it. No, it's like you think you've heard it before. So that's why it's really, I find it really helpful, I'm sure, you know, to read different versions, different translations of the Bible to go between, because you get so familiar with a certain wording that you just, you lose them, you know, it's harder to look at the meaning and kind of really think about it and meditate on it because you're just used to this is what it says, blah, 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 you know. So that's kind of the same thing. The more familiar you are, it can be very...
You go back and look at the history and the traditions too of... What did this actually mean?
Yeah.
What does he anointeth my head with oil? What is that actually? What's behind
right.
that?
You hear that and you're like, oh, that's like a blessing thing. But you don't really know, like,
yeah,
they actually did that. And that was a thing. And yeah. Yeah. I love that. I definitely want more and more of that kind of study and have been doing that a little bit more in different ways. And it's fascinating. It's fascinating. So yeah, you're right though. I mean, even the not picking them, but like you said, I mean that the whole thing of him eating with sinners, that with quote known sinners, again, all of us are sinners, but that was very for a rabbi, which is what he was considered a teacher at that point, was just very
that's never bothered me, you know, because I'm like, yeah, that's he came to save the sinners.
Right.
Until I put myself as the one that was overlooked, maybe.
Well, it's like when you realize you're the oldest son in the prodigal son story. It's kind of like that. You're like, oh, dang it.
Yeah. Right.
You're like, which son had the most problems? And you're like, you've
got Martha and the Martha and Mary.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. It's kind of like when you really identify and can see that in your own heart and mind. But that's the point again. The point, you know, that's the point of those stories and of that, those real stories, you know, the telling of them was to help us understand, you know, what our hearts really look like and what we think they look like. So that's pretty good. I liked your little Zacchaeus moment.
A little wee little man.
And a wee little man. I loved me a felt board, man. Ugh.
No, I did too.
Oh, they're so fun. I don't think people do felt boards anymore, do they?
Oh, no, and not the paper dolls. Remember the paper dolls?
Yes, yes. Oh, I loved them. Well, that is excellent. I think that leads us right into perhaps your recipe, unless there was anything else you wanted to say.
Look, I have not. Maybe next week my life will get interesting. Maybe I'll have some deep thought that I can, you know, throw to you.
Well, you already had a story today and a deep thought devotional, so I feel like your work here is done.
Or I'm done. So here's what I'm going to do, and I know this is going to sound strange. For August, I'm going to do a series of soups.
Oh. But
they're cold soups. I'm going to give you a series of cold
soups. Oh, I love it. That's exciting.
Last week, we talked about the Campbell, Missouri peaches and how they are unbeatable.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have a strawberry peach soup for you.
Ooh. Okay. Hey, get right up on your mic. Get a little closer. Put your mic down to your mouth a little bit. There we go.
How's this?
That's better. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. So, you need a quart of fresh strawberries, a large ripe peach, half a cup of unsweetened pineapple juice, 2 cups of chicken broth.
What?
I know. And then I'm going to tell you half a cup of either sour cream, creme fraiche, whipped cream, something like that, and 3 tablespoons of chopped toasted almonds.
Oh.
The creme fraiche and the toasted almonds are only going to be your garnish.
Oh, nice. That sounds amazing.
All right. So you need to puree your strawberries and peaches in the food processor with your pineapple juice. Go ahead and add your chicken broth to that then and chill it for several hours. That's all you got to do. And then when you serve it, just dollop out your creme fraiche or whipped cream or sour cream, whatever you want to use, and add some toasted almonds. It's a nice summer because, y'all, August, I don't know where you all live, but August in the South is sweltering.
We're already there. We're at hell's front porch right now.
I mean, July is hot, but August
is another level.
A special kind of hot.
It's a special kind of
hot. A special kind of hot. But these cold soups, you know, they're just very refreshing, very...
They are, and they're kind of like, they feel really fancy and special, you know, even though, like, that was so easy to do. That's so interesting with the chicken broth. I've never heard of a fruit soup with the chicken broth, but I bet that would be interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So, that's it.
Good. That's awesome.
Yeah. Nothing to it.
That's awesome. I love that. Are you ready for my top three?
Top three.
I am ready for your top three.
Okay, I'm ready too. First thing on my top three is a new game. I don't think I've talked about it. I'm pretty sure I haven't. It's called Rummy Cube. Have you heard of this game, Joni?
No, I have not. Okay. I'm intrigued.
Okay, so over the past few months or whatever, I've kind of been in the back of my head. I even asked the kids because I'm like, man, I would love to find just a few new games that are really good two-person games for like Tim and me. Because, you know, we love to sit and, you know, at night, especially you get in that habit and you just sit and you're just watching shows or you're just watching whatever, which that's fine too. I mean, I like to do that. But it kind of gets a little bit old. I'm like, that can't just be the only thing we do.
Right.
And anyway, so I was like, man, we do like to play games, but, you know, it's hard to find games that are fun for two people. Sometimes. So other than card games, which those can be fun. So I was looking on Instagram a couple weeks, month ago, whatever, and someone I follow on there in her stories, she had just, there was this picture of this picnic table outside her husband, and there was this game set up for the two of them on the table and had like tiles and racks and it was just the two of them. And so I DM'd her because I couldn't see, there was no box. And I DM'd and was like, hey, it's like, what's that game you're playing? My husband and I are looking for some good games for two people. Is that a good one? And she messaged back and said, yes, it's Rummy Cube. And she said, it's really fun. We love it, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I went on the Amazon and I got it. And I did get the bigger, like, I think it comes in a smaller set. And then I got the one where it could be up to six players just because I'm like, if I'm going to get it, I might as well.
Right. Yeah, might as well.
Because you can play. More people can play. And it was fun. But anyway, but it's so fun. It's a lot like kind of a version of Gin Rummy in cards. So we're familiar with, we play Liverpool Rummy, where you're making books and sets and runs and you're, anyway, so it's sort of based on that. So it was very easy to understand, but you have tiles of numbers and the different colors and you put them together. So it's very fun with the tiles and you can play on each other's and move things around. So it's easy to learn. It was, you know, pretty easy to learn. Good strategy, you know, you can use in strategy and it's just really, really fun. And it's been fun for two people. We did play it the other day with Thatcher, too. And he liked it a lot too. So Rummy Cube, it's a fun, get you some, if any of you have suggestions too, if you're listening, you can just, you know, send us a message or comment or whatever. I don't know why my dog is barking. Oh, FedEx is here. What are they bringing me? I didn't order anything. But if anyone has any good two-person games, I would be very interested to, I'm kind of not really looking for like a big complicated game necessarily, you know, something that's just kind of easy to pick up and play. But either way, I would love to hear suggestions for that. But Rummy Cube has been really fun. In fact, I think we need to play it tonight. Number two on my list is a snack that I've really been loving. So in the quest for a little bit more healthy and protein, again, I don't, you know, getting the protein, it's not something that like overly occupies my mind, but I'm trying to be much more aware of like, I do need more, especially this age. They say women, anyway, we need to be eating more protein. So this little snack, it's called The Only Bean, and they are crunchy roasted edamame beans. So they come in little, you can get them in big packages, but I like to get the little individual packs. And they have like a box on Amazon that is, it has the regular sea salt, and it's got like sriracha flavored ones that are spicy, and it and a buffalo, like a buffalo flavored in the little pack. And they're just these little packs. They're crunchy because also like sometimes I have protein bars and a lot of stuff tends to be sweet, but you know, you want a little salty. You want a little salty snack. And this little packet, it's like 11 grams of protein and they're really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't melt because there's no chalk. They're just really yummy and easy to eat little edamame crunchy beans. That's number two. Number three is a place that we found in Nashville this weekend. Tim found it, and we went there, just the two of us, on Saturday evening after the showers and the beers and diapers, because Thatcher had to go do a Hunger Games game with his friends. I don't know what that was about. Anyway, so we went to a place that's called Pullman Standard, and it's kind of down by the old train station, Union Station, down in more towards downtown. Pullman Standard. And it's just a lovely little bar, small plates, kind of upscale-y little. It just had a really neat vibe. It's sort of small, but big high ceilings and a historic kind of building. A little bit speakeasy kind of vibe, a little bit. Just sort of, it was nice and dark and had comfy chairs and tables. And anyway, the staff was great. And I had a couple of cocktails. Yeah. That are sharing my position. I did. Are you acting shocked?
Oh, yes.
How dare you? We wanted cocktails that night. So that's why Tim looked up these places. And I'm like, I'm in the mood for a good cocktail. We had beer the night before at Broadway. And I'm like, okay, I'm over that. Anyway, so I had, which I'm not usually a big espresso martini kind of girl, like a lot of people. But lately I've had a hankering for one. I'm like, I think I would like to try that again. And I was in the mood for that. I was a little bit tired, so I thought a little espresso wouldn't be a bad thing. Again, yeah, and it's 5:30, you guys. We're here at 5:30. Okay, we are on the Blue Plate Special Cocktail Express. So I was like, we were going to sit. So I thought, let me get their espresso and martini. And they had a nitro espresso martini. And it has Tito's vodka, Mr. Black coffee liqueur, cold brew coffee, vanilla, and salt. And I'm telling you what, it was good. Beautiful in a beautiful coupe glass, of course, but it was so good. It was like the perfect sweet, the coffee, but the little vodka, you know, it was outstanding. And it was cold. I mean, they really shake those up. The guys back there were just shaken away, and it was cold. And it was delicious. So that was good. And then the second one that I tried, I didn't see it on the menu because I went to look at the ingredients again because I couldn't remember. And this one isn't listed online anymore, but it's on their menu at the place. And it's called the Army Navy, which I don't know why. Anyway, and it was a gin, again, kind of a martini thing, but like gin, some kind of almond. It had an almond liqueur. And then a grapefruit twist and a little bit of some kind of other something else.
It was the autopsy.
Well, kind of. A little more upscale than the autopsy. Kind of, though. Similar. Actually, now that you say that, now I feel bad I paid so much for this when I could have just had an autopsy. But it was very unique, very delicious. Theirs are just really nicely crafted. So if you're in Nashville and you're looking for a nice kind of a, you know, quiet spot, but just really, really cool. The Pullman Standard.
Not on Broadway.
Not on Broadway. It wasn't on Broadway. Although they could have a mechanical bull that would probably probably spice things up a little bit. So anyway, that is all I have. I hope that everyone's having a great week, getting ready for whatever you're getting ready for. I've got to get back to life. It really did make me think, did I post, I think a while ago I posted a little meme and it was like this sea lion all laying in the sand on a beach. And it was like, I can't even remember what my real job is anymore. Like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing. Yeah. So.
Somebody asked me today if I had gone to school to like start getting my room ready. And I said, I have not set foot in the door.
No. Yes. So I'm with you, even though I don't have a traditional 9-to-5, I definitely have things that I am doing and need to be doing, but I've just sort of forgotten how it all works. So now I'm back. I'm getting back. So it is a good feeling. It is a good feeling. So hope you guys have a fantastic week, and we will talk to you guys next week when we will hear all about Joni's in service. What would you say?
In service.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
I'm just laughing. I don't know. It just didn't
You guys, break. She just came out like something possessed her. She just busted out for no reason. Are you okay? Are you sure that's tea in your mug? I don't even know. Oh my gosh. But until then, goodbye, Pellet.
See you, Patch. Crazy stories from in service.
Crazy stories. Those y'all, wild and wacky.
Amy got up and danced on the table.
Y'all, someone got up and danced on the table in service. Maybe that would help. Why don't you do it? Why don't you spice it up? Give people stories to tell, Joni.
That school handbook, that is some spicy stuff. That's
Let me tell you about that handbook, guys. You'll come up with something. You always do.
Lord have mercy.
You just cracked yourself up with that good story.
I'm thinking of, in service. I'm going to have all these crazy stories from in service. Like,
it's pathetic. We're pathetic. It's so sad.
Crazy stories. Am I going to have from in service?
I don't know. It was just.
Peggy had on her gray panties today. That's because I knew that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to let you go get back to whatever you're getting back
to tonight. Calculus teacher went off the rail. Biology. Well, we know why he's teaching math.
Okay. Are you done? I'm just going to let you keep going.
I got a million more.
I'm just going to let you keep going because you're on a roll. You're on a roll. My gosh, you need help.